A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
You know, I think we all have certain scripture passages, stories that are very special to us. This one is for me. A conversation I had with a classmate of mine years and years ago, Easter season 2003, changed my whole way that I look at this passage, the way that I look at the disciples immediately after the resurrection, the way I look at all the different post-resurrection accounts of Jesus. I think this story, we can see ourselves in this gospel all too well. It is a story of discipleship. And what those two disciples experience, I think we all experience from time to time. My buddy Doug said, "Look, before there was Easter joy, the disciples experienced Easter panic." And I could relate to that. Holy Saturday morning was a disaster for all the disciples. All the dreams came to a halt. Their whole world came crashing down. Miserable existence. But think about Easter morning. What's happening to them? Cleopas and the other disciple, they describe it. Some women went to the tomb. They found it empty. They had a vision. The angel said, "He has been raised. He's alive." Now, if you are one who has abandoned the master, in a sense betrayed the master, nowhere to be found on Good Friday, instead of joy and hearing that he has been raised, don't you think there would be a little bit of panic? Because all of a sudden it becomes very, very real what you have done. One who has been raised from the dead, do you think he's going to be looking forward to meeting you? Or is he going to be a little bit upset that you are nowhere to be found? Don't you think that they might be fearful of a little retribution from Jesus, knowing that they have isolated themselves, turned their back on him, wandering around with no hope, no future? I think they're panicking. And when they leave Jerusalem that first day of the week, it wasn't a simple Sunday stroll like we all see it. They're hightailing it out of town. They are running away. I've had that experience. I think we all have that experience from time to time. The enormity of our sins squeezing in on us, trying to deal with the consequences, being lost, being uncertain, struggling with hope, trying to figure out what that relationship is with Jesus, where I fit with him and where he fits with me. Just how close are we? I think we've all experienced that. But read the rest of the story. What happened? Jesus hunts them down, doesn't he? He doesn't let them be alone. He finds them, walks with them. At the end of the day, there's something about him. Stay with us. We don't know who you are, but be with us. We want to be with you. And the most beautiful thing at the end, they celebrate Eucharist together. The same actions that Jesus did with Cleopas and the other disciple. He took the bread, blessed the bread, broke the bread, gave them the bread. Same actions that we do this morning, celebrating Eucharist. All the post-resurrection accounts, I believe, are about reconciliation. Jesus forgiving. Jesus comforting. Jesus drawing all those disciples that scattered away close to himself. And what is the sacrament of Eucharist? The sacrament of his presence. It's a sacrament of healing. It's a sacrament of reconciliation. It is a sacrament of unity. Jesus is saying to those two, I want to be with you. I want to be one with you. I do not reject you. I do not chastise you. I do not punish you. Rather, I embrace you and draw you close. There is the Easter joy for those two disciples. First, they experience the Easter panic, and then the Easter joy. It's what we experience here this morning. No matter where the path has led us, we find ourselves here, celebrating Eucharist, sacrament of His presence, sacrament of healing, sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of unity. No matter what, no matter how you got here, He does not reject us. He does not cast us aside. He does not chastise. He does not punish. Rather, He draws us close. He embraces us.